live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We talked about peace missions, and that involves more than conflicts with foreign countries. Sometimes it just involves human rights. And in this case, we'd like to welcome in Sandra Cade talking about a trip to Juarez, Mexico, and an effort to find out why so many people, so many women, are being brutalized and what's happening to them and how we can protect them or what the Michigan Peace Team can do about that. Hello, Sandra. How are you?
Hello, Jack.
Tell us a little bit about your trip to Mexico.
Well, first of all, we're not going to try and find out why the women are getting killed. And it's not just women who are being killed. It is the death of and disappearance of women that with which this all started.
All right.
Back in the 90s, depending on whose statistics you want to believe, according to the military and the police in Mexico, it's only 400 women.
You believe it's more than that?
Oh, yeah. There are statistics that show it's, you know, at 900, 1,000. But what has happened since then, our government and the Mexican government has declared a war on drugs. And the way that they're doing that is bringing in the federal police because there is a suspicion, and I think probably a great deal of truth, to whether the local police are in some way involved in the violence and the drug trafficking. So our government is arranging the maquiladoras, those are the factories along the borders, for people to work in. Those of us who were in the union movement here in the United States know that jobs have gone to Mexico at much lower wages than they could be produced here in the United States. But
Right.
It's a place where it's good for, you know, Mexicans to come and not have to leave their country. But as a result, there's people in a city where there isn't enough room for them, and they're living under terrible conditions. And it started out with these horrible murders of women. Some people say that it's a serial killer who hates the idea that Mexican women are being taken out of their proper place in the home, and they're mujeres de la calle, women of the street, but not in the same sort of context that you and I would think of women as the street, but just, you know, women who are outside of their homes. Other people say that that it's connected with the drugs. Who knows the reason for it, but it's awful. And it's gone far beyond just the women to now include ordinary citizens in Mexico. Police will break into a home and shoot people up and then only discover that, you know, well, they should have been to the place next door.
All right. I mentioned women initially because I guess I was thinking of the movie Border Town.
Border Town, yes. And that is the movie that we're going to be showing tonight over at the Red Cedar Friends Quaker Meeting House on 1400 Turner Street. Jennifer Lopez and Antonio Banderas, it's a Hollywoodization of the story of the women. And
Martin Sheen is also in that movie.
Yes, Martin Sheen, you're correct. A lady named Zapata, but she's not American, so probably not paying attention to her. At any rate, she the movie was made to call attention to the femicides, which is the a word that's been invented to describe what's happening there. But since then, since the war on drugs was declared in 4 years ago, 28,000 Mexicans have been murdered or disappeared.
28,000. Now, that's a very different number from 400.
Yes. And as I said, it's the 400 women who have been admitted disappeared by the government. About 20,000 ordinary citizens, but the numbers from statistics that I have a little bit more faith in say it's closer to 28,000 on its way to 30,000.
Do you believe that these 28,000 people who disappeared are still alive, or could it be that they have been victims of human trafficking?
They're not all disappeared. Many of them have been slaughtered, and their bodies have been left decapitated or particular parts cut out.
And the motivation for those crimes is?
Then the motivation is probably the drug war, trying to keep control over. There are, what are the carteles in Mexico? There are four different cartels that are trying to control the drug trade. You know, it's a hunger in the United States for drugs that's being met by a hunger in Mexico for a decent way to earn a living. And that's the tragedy of it all.
Our guest, Dr. Sandra Cade, I should say that, and faculty member, Albion, right?
No, I'm a retired teacher. I was
retired teacher. Okay.
I was at Olivet College.
Okay.
And most recently I've been teaching in a high school.
All right. You also have Sister Nina Rodriguez there, and Martha Larson is another member of this Juarez exploratory team. Four of you are going, right?
Martha was a member of the exploratory team in 2009. Nina and I and two young women, Nina and I are in our 60s,
okay.
Two young women from one girl from Ann Arbor and another young lady from Des Moines, Iowa, will be the team of four women who are there.
Are you scared?
Yes, but I would be scared if I live in Lansing, a few blocks from Hunter Park. Sister Nina lives in downtown Detroit. All of these are places where people tell us you shouldn't be. My neighborhood here by Hunter Park is, one of the finest neighborhoods in Lansing. But if you read what's in the papers, nobody would want to live here. I don't doubt that these things are really happening in Juarez, but I'm not deluding myself into thinking that I'm going to go there and solve the problems. What it comes down to for me is there are men, women, families, and children there who need to know that there are others who care about what's happening to them. And if I could for a moment, I'm going to let Nina talk about that because she does that exceedingly well.
All right.
Nina, why are we going?
Sister Nina Rodriguez?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. As part of this Juarez exploratory team for 2010, what is the goal? What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, more than anything, we want to accompany the people who have lived and are living a very painful situation. You can imagine all these families who have lost their daughters, and who do they speak to? Who do they go to? And they have asked us to go with an open, listening, compassionate heart. And so maybe we can't solve the problems, but we certainly can be people of hope, people of love. And
Nina, what do you think is causing this problem? Do you think this is a drug situation?
I'm Mexican-American myself, mm-hmm. and my parents are from Mexico. And I just think, you know, evil is set loose there. What's causing the problem is people have forgotten their values. People have forgotten the real meaning about, you know, the sacredness of life, and they're just power. The drugs. It's a terrible scene of what is happening. They've gone, you know, crazy, mm-hmm. Having a little bit of riches and being able to purchase big cars and, you know, have a flashy lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's not what life is all about.
You mentioned being of Mexican ancestry.
Yes.
Are you apprehensive about this trip? Are you concerned for your own safety?
Well, you know, I'm human. But I'm a believer of a greater being. I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
I did live in Peru 14 years. I was there during the terrorist attacks. It is frightening, but I also know the power of a higher being. And I'm being very open. I'd say, you know, it's been a great life. It's time for me to go. I love life. I love what I'm doing, but I do feel called to promote peace. I feel called to be in Mexico because I've never been able to serve in Mexico, minister in Mexico.
This presentation tonight in the movie Border Town will be shown.
Yes.
This is 7 p.m. at the Red Cedar Friends Meeting House in Old Town. That's 1400 Turner Street. So you still have time to get there if you would like to see the film and hear a little bit more about the Michigan Peace Team and their efforts
Great.
On this trip to Juarez.
There's one other thing that people need to know if they can't come to the presentation.
Yes, Sandy, yes.
Yeah, Pablo's Panaderia, a great Mexican restaurant in Old Town, is offering us, anyone who goes to eat there today and says that they've heard about the Michigan Peace Team, Pablo will donate 20% of the bill toward our time in Juarez.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you can't get to if you can't come to hear us speak, then go get some dinner. And if you can't do that, then go to MichiganPeaceTeam.org. And check in there to see what we're doing.
You just answered my last question. MichiganPeaceTeam.org. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Sandra Cade and Sister Nina Rodriguez. Heading off to Juarez, but first making a presentation tonight, 7 p.m. at 1400 Turner Street. We'll be right back with more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.